How's it going, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I was talking with a dear friend who's having some relationship trouble, a friend of mine in Mexico, and it brought up something I haven't talked about in a long time, and I was glad that I had learned this lesson and was able to help to some degree. I hope I was able to help, and I thought I'd share it today. Relationship troubles are far too common, and it's a pain that I think we all know. We've experienced it at some point or another. And I think maybe I can't talk about every situation, but I think I can help people to understand why. It's called the empty cup relationship. And I can give you three examples that describe how some situations play out anyway. I don't know everything, but maybe this will help somebody. The very best relationships are those where two very happy people, people who are filled with energy, they're passionate about life, they love waking up in the morning, they're so excited, they're so grateful, they're filled with life's energy. They wake up and just glow. When two people like that come together and have a relationship, it is always magic. It's euphoria. Those are those beautiful relationships that we all spot sometimes out here in the world, and we go, man, that's rare. And it is rare, unfortunately. Those are the very best relationships. Sometimes what happens is we have one person who's totally filled with life. They're so motivated. They're so pumped up. They just love life. They're so excited. They're that person. And then the other person's not happy. They're miserable. And you have an empty cup situation where one person's cup runneth over, like it says in the Bible. One person's cup runneth over and the other's is empty. And that person comes to the relationship to get their cup filled. They're not happy. This relationship makes them happy. I show up and I stick out my cup and you pour a little bit of your happiness in my glass. You now have a little bit less. It drained you just a little bit. And sure enough, that person turns it up and bam, they kill it. It's gone. They want more. So you pour a little bit more in their cup and they turn it up and they kill it. Bam. They come back wanting more. Pour a little bit more in their cup. And this goes on and this goes on. And you feel yourself getting less and less happy in the relationship over time. As your glass depletes, all of a sudden, you're starting to have second thoughts, aren't you? It's not fun. And it happens. And there comes a time when the relationship has completely, totally drained you. You have nothing left to give this relationship. And you realize this person is never going to be happy. And you've wasted your time. And it ends up not working out. The other situation that I think happens a lot, people's perspective of the world are different. But I think the world is an amazing place filled with amazing people. And I think those amazing people screw up when it comes to relationships. That's what I think. I think they mess up. But you have two totally miserable people, each one with their empty cup in hand, and they come together and say, you're supposed to make me happy. And they go, well, you're supposed to make me happy. And nobody's ever happy. There's no happiness to begin with. I don't even know why they end up together. Probably a fling or something, you know, one of those. When we go to a relationship thinking it's going to make us happy, we have that expectation and it doesn't. We get frustrated. We didn't get what we were supposed to get. We get frustrated, aggravated, angry, you know, arguments happen. We say things we don't mean. And now that our cups are empty, we're going into the negative and now we're saying things to hurt each other. We're doing things to hurt each other. And it's never a good situation. I don't have to tell you that. This is how relationships get destroyed. And they've usually got that handicap from the very beginning, is one person's going and they're giving and giving until they run fresh out, and then finally their eyes open. This is a miserable person. They're never going to be happy. I cannot make them happy. And in that moment, you're like, you look back at it, hindsight's 20/20, you realize what you did. It's like, man, I'm so stupid, and you know, all that stuff. But watch out for that. We have to understand something. To have a great relationship, you've got to go into it to give to it, not to take from it. You're not going there to take happiness. Like, I've got this void in my life and I'm looking for someone special to fill it. Have you ever met one of those people? Which maybe you have. I don't want to be extreme about it. Extremism's getting old in our time, I guess, this era. But you know what I'm saying. How many people have you met who were sad, depressed, miserable, they hated getting out of bed in the morning, and then they met somebody, and now they just glow, and it's been that way for 25 years. They just keep glowing and keep glowing and keep glowing, and everything's just wonderful all the time. I've never met anybody like that myself. You know, maybe you have, but it's rare. We can agree that it's rare. You know, you really want to have a great life, something to bring to that relationship. And what you have is you've got two totally filled glasses. And when you go to that relationship, your cup runneth over. There's abundance. There's wealth. This is how people don't have much, but they're rich. They've got great lives. You never hear them complain, man. They're happy. They love life. For some people, you know, that's wealth to them. Now you're thinking, is that not wealth to you, Chris? I'm a single guy, and I'm a workaholic, and I like to go. You know what I'm saying? I don't do relationships myself personally. I let them go. That's not actually what I experience as wealth. But if it is to you, it's wonderful, and that's why I want to help if I can. But you go there to grow there, if that makes sense. I'm not going to try and coin that phrase. I don't like all that hippie talk stuff where everybody's trying to be clever about it. Up is down. Yeah, no, it's not, Socrates. Like, take it down a notch. Like, you know, let's not BS each other here. You know, let's swap some real solutions. You know, that's kind of my outtake. I'm a real guy, as you can tell. But you really want to go there and to share. It's to share happiness with each other. It's not to give happiness or to take happiness. Well, it is to give. You know what I'm saying. You're not going there to take from each other. And the empty cup relationship is a relationship that almost never works out. I'm sure there's some people who turned it around. But I think it's very common that you see one person drags the other down, or both are miserable. A lot of the time, I think you see a woman who thinks she's going to fix some guy. He's got his empty cup, hers is full, and she just keeps filling his glass, you know, and turns out he's just a miserable human being. He's abusive. He's manipulative, you know, and it's the other way around too. There's some great guy who, you know, finds his damsel in distress, and he just keeps filling her cup and filling her cup. And then one day people's eyes open. Learn to be happy on your own, where you don't need someone to make you happy. Get there first. Start with your dreams, your aspirations. If you're living life with purpose, if you're chasing after something that you're passionate about, maybe you want to be a world famous painter. Maybe you, I don't know, maybe you want to be a billionaire. Maybe you want to get your PhD. Maybe you want to have an MBA. Maybe you, I don't know, whatever it is you want, whatever it is you're into, you want to be a fitness guru, one of these people, you want to do that. You want to, I don't know, whatever fulfills you. Chase after that. Start making real progress in that direction. And what's going to happen is you're going to develop this full cup, this cup runneth over version of yourself in time. It's going to take time. You're not going to just Google how to make $1 million and, oh, I see. And now you're fulfilled and you can go get into another train wreck relationship. That doesn't work. It's going to take time. You're going to spend a few years growing and becoming. I don't believe people change. I think we become more who we really are. You're going to grow and become that happy version of you. You're going to become the version of you you were always meant to be. You're going to become the real you. That's, by the way, the name of my show. You kind of get it now, don't you? It makes sense, doesn't it? It wasn't some clever, oh, this guy, cuz he says bad words. No, it's over time I've grown into the real me. And you'll grow into the real you. And as you're doing that, you're going to meet someone special. You're going to meet someone who's doing the exact same thing you are. You're going to have two fulfilled people who are driven. They love life. They get up in the morning living with purpose. And you come together and your cups runneth over. Those are the best situations. Be patient. Focus on growing. Become that person. You've probably heard me say in the past, the money, the success, the fulfillment. I always say money because people love money, don't they? The money doesn't make the man or the woman. The man makes that money. That woman makes that money. You've got to be that person to achieve that. You're not going to achieve that first. I'll be happy, fulfilled, nice. I'll care about other people when I'm a billionaire. You're going to be miserable the rest of your life. Learn to fill your cup. Keep it full. Fall in love with life. Then you can fall in love with someone else. Because wealth attracts wealth. If you live a wealthy life, if you live a great life, a happy life, if you live a happy life, you will attract someone who lives a happy life. It will come to you. If you live a miserable life, you will always attract a miserable life. You got to learn to grow into the real you. But that's my take on relationships. I'm going to keep it short this morning. I got to get ready. The market opens and it's pretty early. It's 4:16 a.m. So it opens in a couple hours. But I've still got to eat breakfast, do my gratitude. I just got back from the gym and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this show as soon as I get home. So I'm sitting here all sweaty and crap. So I got to get ready for my day, make some fresher coffee, go over my notes. I've been doing the LinkedIn thing. I've been looking on there. You never know, man. You might meet some business partners. I reconnected with an old friend, a distant friend, but an old friend, you know. You start thinking about the people who stand out in your life, the people who show up, the people who aren't crazy. And you're like, you can count them on one hand. Or maybe they are crazy, but it's a good crazy. Like me, I'm a good crazy, right? At least I like to believe that. But you count them on one hand and you start connecting with people and you begin your search for your future. It's kind of cool. And LinkedIn may not be that. I don't put a whole lot of faith in social media of any shape or form, but, you know, and I'm not asking people to follow me there. That's not what LinkedIn is. But, you know, you go there and you look and you see what's out there. You see who are the business people that are out here. Is there anybody my age that's out here driven like I am? And because my cup's full. My life's on fire, man. Like, it's 4:17 now a.m. I've been up for 3 hours just tearing shit up. You know what I'm saying? How many people are like that? I'm like, I guess I got to keep looking. But you guys have a great day. Girls, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of genders out there. Whatever you are, have a great day. I mean that. Enjoy it. Chase a great day. And don't be afraid to expect a great day. Get up in the morning and just, today's going to be a good day. When you walk past somebody, go, I bet they're really nice. Go up and say good morning. 99% of the time, they're really nice. I'm telling you. But go after those great relationships by focusing on yourself first. Enjoy your day, your night, whenever you're hearing this, I don't know. I hope it was helpful. When I tell you to share this, I don't mean go share it on your favorite selfie app, because I'm totally burned out on those. I don't care about them. But feel free to sit down and talk to a friend who's having trouble, because the pain of a relationship that's not working, and rather than just, you know, well, he did this and he said all that drama, like, this is what's going on. You know, take the emotion out, and this is what's going on, and help him out, you know. But have a good one. Thanks for listening, as always, all two of you. I'll see you next time.